98.1 KZE, MK with you. A little bit after 4 o'clock on your Wednesday afternoon. You know what that means. It's Friends Day once again, brought to you by Hudson Paws in Hudson, New York, and the Lemon Squeeze in New Paws. And I am delighted to welcome back to the studio our good friend, Larry Locust.
In my head again, so worried, feel misled, upset, unhappy. Love was wearing thin, a friend to strangers, given a chance to make amends with myself. And she's in her garden, surrounded by the fruits of her labor, and that's where she ought to be, 'cause that's for her alone. My garden grows where I choose to make my own. Faces come and go, they celebrate my good days, and they could never know my pain, and nor could I theirs. Still a ways to go before I reap what I sow. So goodbye, garden, I won't see you again tomorrow. So long, my darling, when two hearts grow apart, it makes room for a new love to grow. Goodbye, garden, I won't see you again tomorrow. So long, my darling, when two hearts grow apart, it makes room for a new. My labor, that's where I think I'll stay, 'cause that's the only place to learn and change while I find my own way.
.981 KZE. Larry Locust is my guest, solo acoustic. That's beautiful hearing you just do that, just you and the guitar.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. Usually that whistle part's a slide guitar, but I forget how that came about.
The whistle works really well. I was going to compliment you on your whistle, actually.
Thank you. Yeah. A little like country western feel there.
Yeah. That's a lovely song. Is that a newer one?
It's so I put that out the end of 2024. This is the last single that I put out. And that's on all the streaming stuff and Bandcamp if folks are feeling kind. It's recorded that with my friend Dylan Oak, who we were talking about in his home studio. I've worked with him a few times there, and getting in the studio with him, he really just transforms the vision.
There's a wonderful kind of community of folks that I feel very fortunate to also be able to claim are kind of part of the Friends Day community.
Sure.
And it's yourself and the Overheard family.
Yeah.
And the Camp St. Helene family.
Yeah.
And Dylan, of course, is part of that. And yeah. I got to start playing Steady Sun on KZE.
Yeah.
It's so, so good.
Well, that's, part of why I wanted to come in is I've got a couple Larry Locust shows coming up, and the first one being tonight at Avalon with this guy, Max Naus, who's touring from Oregon. And my friends, some members of Overheard, are in a band called The Grackles. And
good name.
They're going to be playing. The other show I'm playing with my band, the Larry Locust Band, we're going to be celebrating Steady Sun's new album release. So it's been almost 10 years that Steady Sun's put out like a full album, and this next one is highly anticipated. At least I speak for myself and a lot of true
those in the know
steady heads we like to call ourselves. But that's gonna be great. And
is that show?
Oh yeah, that's Thursday, September 10th.
Cool.
Also at Avalon Lounge.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And big shout out to Avalon Lounge for celebrating their 7-year anniversary of existence.
I saw that post and I loved their post. They were like, "We are tired. We forgot to do anything for our anniversary."
Yeah, they usually do a gala to celebrate, which is really, really fun time. But it's always a fun time over there.
Absolutely.
Sweet people and
great food.
The best food, best venue, in my opinion.
And can I just say about the food, this comes up for me every time I go there.
Yeah.
Great food, fair prices, enormous portions.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Their sandwiches are famous for being too big in the
too
best
much.
Way.
I always get like a noodle bowl of some kind, and I always end up having leftovers that last me 2 more days.
Mm-hmm. And don't sleep on the kimbap. That's my jam.
Yeah, and great sake lineup too.
Yeah. And really good NA drinks, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that don't sleep on that passion fruit spritzer.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
Larry Locust is my guest in the studio. Once again, catch him tonight at Avalon Lounge as solo Larry Locust?
Solo Larry.
Solo
That's
Larry.
Right. Yeah.
Larry So Locust.
Larry So Locust. That's perfect. Yeah.
Would you care to grace us with another tune?
I would, yeah. I wanted to just say like RIP to Dolly Parton and also Tim Curry, sadly, today. I don't have a Dolly number to share, but another incredible songwriter that I just discovered today. Not today, this year, Joanna Sternberg, who I recommend if you're on an extension ladder right now and you're going through something, maybe get off the extension ladder if you're going to keep listening, because I made the mistake of being 14 feet in the air when hearing this song, and it really changed a lot of perspective for me. So wow. This is I've Got Me by Joanna Sternberg.
I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening, I'll let you be because I've got me. And all my faults and flaws and lies are no one's fault but mine. Between self-hatred and self-awareness is a very small, thin line. Can't stop my worry or my fury of all that I've done wrong. I waste so much time, I mean it, so much time. I've got me. Got me in the evening, I'll let you be because I've got me. Why is it so hard to be kind and gentle to myself? Take that box of self-deprecation, lock it and put it on the shelf. Wait 5 days and take that box and throw it in the fire. And maybe one fine day, oh yeah, one fine day, I've got me in the morning, I've got me in the evening, I'll let you be because I've got me.
KZE, Larry Locust covering Joanna Sternberg. And yeah, that's a hell of a song.
Oh man. Yeah. I was like, oh boy.
Did you fall off the ladder?
I did not.
Good.
Thankfully. No. I got off ASAP. It came like out of nowhere because she was a guest on a podcast I like, which is Tim Heidecker's podcast. Was like, oh, whoa, okay, I'm gonna like gather myself and go into my client's basement and cry for a second before I get back to work.
That one hit.
Yeah, it really did. That her entire album from 2023 is incredible. Very introspective and obviously.
Was that one, and you know, feel free to dodge this question if it's too personal, but did it hit because you related to that feeling of being self-sufficient or because you wanted to?
Wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The whole idea of, you know, identifying your like kind of your self-worth or whatever, is something I definitely struggle with, especially recently. And it felt, you know, sometimes you hear a song you feel like was written like for you or to you or something. And
I mean, it's kind of hearing the right song at the right moment can be a bit like a therapeutic breakthrough.
Oh yeah.
Like a cheat code.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's just like plopping this thing in front of you that you're like, yeah. Oh yeah, that's what I needed to hear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same with the other big one. I mean, I'll Always Love You. That's like coming back and really hitting lately. But also REM's Night Swimming. Got to shout that out.
Oh, did you see Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm.
It's not a spoiler. They use it in the opening credits, but it's a very lovely cover.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I didn't, but I just saw The Invite not that long ago, and that's a heavy hitter. The last 20 minutes of that movie is just like devastating, and then they roll the credits and they hit you with a demo version of Our House by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
And man, that was...
I love a good needle drop.
Yes, yes. But yeah.
Yeah. And you had a real life needle drop.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's that I can relate to that feeling of just being knocked on your ass by a song. And I'm blanking on her name. Rina Sawayama. Hold the Girl.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the one that gave me a bit of a therapeutic breakthrough.
Cool. Yeah. Good. I'm gonna write that down when we're done here. But
Larry Locust is my guest, by the way, if you're just joining us, and you can see Larry tonight at Avalon Lounge and also September 10th at Avalon Lounge with the full band.
With the power trio celebrating Steady Sun's new album release,
which is very exciting. Trust me, I'm gonna have to reach out to Dylan and ask him to just send me a bunch of radio tracks.
Yeah, bug him, try to get him in here.
That would be great. Do you have time for one more song?
Yeah, sure, absolutely,
let's do it.
The song's called Letter. Almost half asleep, breaking habits, they keep beneath their breath when they speak, folding the bed sheets, fork in dead end stream, just go. Even though there's no end in sight. Oh, it's been so long since we got together. The state put up signs by the bridges in blinking lines. They read not alone. Hope you got my letter. Oh, it's been so long since we got together.
98.1 KZE. That's Larry Locust joining us in the Friends Day studio. And once again, you can catch Larry tonight at Avalon Lounge and also September 10th at Avalon Lounge. And remind us again, Bandcamp and all the good things.
Yeah. So it's Larry Locust on Bandcamp. The at for Insta is at Larry_Locust. And I'm going to also plug my new art page. I got back into drawing recently.
Nice.
To try to get off my phone a little bit. And I encourage everyone, just draw, just like get some watercolor, just make some lines and whatever. That's called Motherboard Amoeba. So at Motherboard Amoeba. Show some love there too.
Nice. I'm going to follow.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks, MK.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
We got your community bulletin board right now. More music up next on KZE.